Log Talk Radio.
I'm not using my headset because I couldn't get the headset to
Hello,
work.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? How's everybody doing? How's everything in your neighborhood? How's the weather where you're living? In Las Vegas, it's rainy, and the sun is not out, and it's not warm at all. It's only about 65 degrees, so it's not really cold, but the storm is out, and it's coming in from California, and the wind is blowing about 65 miles an hour. It's huge. The wind is blowing crazy, and it's going really bad on the streets. Oh, man, I was outside, and the wind was blowing everywhere. I couldn't do anything. So I came inside to do my show so that I could sit down in the warm weather inside my office and talk to you on the radio. Yes. I'm very comfortable on the inside. Even though Las Vegas is having real shaky weather right now, we do need the rain. So I'm not mad that we're having a little rain. That's bringing the snow to the mountaintops in Nevada. So that's a good thing. They're going to be skiing on Easter, even though I think the weather's going to clear up by Easter Sunday. Because today is Tuesday, so we got 6 days before Easter, and it's going to be nice and clear, and it's supposed to be sunny and bright, and it's supposed to be like 80 degrees. So the weather in Las Vegas will get better. But right now it's raining, and it's 65 mile an hour winds blowing all over the place. It's a mess. Boy, being in Las Vegas, it's tough driving down the street because the traffic is all over the highways and it's all over the freeways. Oh, man, it's accidents everywhere. Boy, I'm telling you, people in Las Vegas don't know how to drive when it's not sunny and bright outside. So I really don't know what to tell you. It's just tough times in Las Vegas. But I guess we have to have days like that to make the rest of the year so perfect and fun for everybody. So let's continue with the show. Oh, let's talk sports. What do you think, DJ Papa D? Let's Well, people, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the hockey team, is in the playoffs right now. And the first game of the playoffs, they lost. They lost 5-2. And everybody in Vegas was pumped up to say that they were backing the Las Vegas Golden Knights. That everybody was in watching the Golden Knights come out and practice, and they said they were going to be better the next time they played. Well, Las Vegas came out and won. They won the second game of the playoffs, and they won 5-3. And then the third game of the playoffs, they won 6-2. Oh, they're blowing San Jose out. And I'm expecting that they're going to win tonight. They're playing in Las Vegas tonight. And they're going to win and go up 3-1. That's right. The Golden Knights are on a streak. And they're going to win. And I'm expecting that they're going to win 4 in a row. So they're going to win the playoffs. And they'll go to the finals of the Western Division. So we have the Golden Knights going back to where they were last year. You know, last year was the first year that the Golden Knights existed. And they went all the way to the championship. And they lost 3-4 games in the championship. Yes, they won the first game, and then they lost 4 games in a row to a team that was full of veterans out of Washington, D.C. Yes, the Capitals ended up taking the championship from the Golden Knights. So they said this year they were going to come back and they were going to win the championship. So they finished in third place, but they made the playoffs, and now they're on their way to rise to the top of the playoffs. And if they win the game tonight and they win the game, the next game is Friday, they will have won 4 straight, and they will go to the Western Conference Finals. Yes, the Golden Knights, that's Las Vegas Golden Knights, are on their way to making it back to the championship playoffs again. So we'll see what happens tonight and tomorrow. I'm predicting tonight they'll win, and they'll be 3-1 after starting off with a loss. Then they won 3 in a row. So they're on their way. And I'm thinking they're going to beat San Jose 4 straight like they did last year. But last year, San Jose didn't win a game. This year, at least they won the first game. But they're not going to win anymore. So Las Vegas Golden Knights, Golden Knights, Golden Knights. Yep, the Golden Knights will win tonight. And they'll win their fourth game on Friday. And that'll take them into the finals. And we know once they get to the finals, they're going to be prepared to win it all this year. All right, well, that's it for the sports and the news. Well, let's talk news. Yesterday, we got the news from Paris, France, that the major casino in Europe, next to the Vatican in Rome, Italy, the major casino, the church in France, in Paris, France, called the Notre Dame, had caught fire. And the fire burned for 9 hours. And it burned up the interior of the Notre Dame. And hopefully, they were able to get a lot of the relics, a lot of the paintings, and a lot of the statues out of the inside. But the roof came down. They were doing some kind of work on the roof of the Notre Dame when the fire started. And because the center of the church is made with wood, all of the wood caught fire. And so it was very difficult for the first responders to get in there with their fire trucks. And the ladders weren't long enough to reach the top of the ceiling to put the fire out. And so the ceiling ended up caving in and crashed down through the floor. And then the inside of the cathedral was just burning. And they were fighting it with water, and they fought it for hours. The fire burned for like 9 hours, and they fought the fire drastically. About 450 firemen were out there fighting the blaze, and they finally put the fire out. Now they're trying to find out the cause of the fire. But Notre Dame, they say they're going to rebuild it, but it's going to be a 20-year project. Somebody already donated like $200 million to rebuild the Notre Dame. So hopefully they'll get the reconstruction going and they'll rebuild it bigger and better than it was. It may not look the same because it had a classic European look, and it was 800 years old. It was built in the 1100s, so I don't know if it'll look the same. I went to Notre Dame in 1974. I went there to Europe, and I visited Notre Dame in Paris, France, and I went to church there. I went to a church service because I am Catholic, and I went to a church service there at the Notre Dame, and I remember the church was beautiful. It was old style, and it was antiques all over the place. And they had a lot of real Gothic paintings all over the place. And they had statues all over the place. It was really nice. And I'm saddened to think that all of that got burned up. So hopefully they can rebuild and make it bigger and better. And we can benefit from the history of the Notre Dame. Because people in France, they never give up. They fight to the end. And that's been their history. They always come together and make things better. So go France, go France. Get yourself together and rebuild the Notre Dame. That's where the Hunchback of Notre Dame came from. Yes, that is the church where that movie, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, was created in that cathedral. So hopefully they'll reconstruct it to be as good, if not better than what it used to be. Yes, it will be satisfactory once it's rebuilt. And a lot of people have donated a lot of money to rebuild it. So hopefully they'll figure out what caused the fire, and then they will rebuild. They'll start the rebuilding. The president and the prime minister of France have said that they are going to rebuild. So I'm wishing them luck, and I'm hoping that God blesses them and rebuilds that big, beautiful church, because it was the biggest building in France next to the Eiffel Tower. So, good luck with the restoration of the Notre Dame. All right. Well, that's the end of the news for today. All right, DJ Papa D. You can play a clip, a comedy clip, and you can play a commercial break. And we'll be back to the show in a minute.
You
you know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people. And I liked her daughter, and her daughter liked me, but her daughter was real light-skinned, and I was real dark-skinned. So her mother had a problem with me dating her daughter. But I could go over there and visit, and her mother didn't have a problem with me sitting outside on the front porch and talking to her daughter. So I would sit out there with her daughter when I got home from school, and I would visit for a couple of hours. And before I left, I would get a kiss before I left, and I would be all happy and stuff, and I would ride home.
Love me, it doesn't matter, it goes into my head as just chit-chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just very free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. Fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you like I told all of them, what you say to me is just paper thin. To try to play a man out, I take the money and again to break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama stole my body, I mean, every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them, and what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other, hurdles mumble jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Sucker, you missed. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off, grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precautions when choosing my mate. I do not touch until the third or fourth date, and then maybe we'll kiss on the fifth or sixth time that we meet. Cause a day without a kiss is so incomplete, and then maybe I let you play with my feet. You can suck the big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I tell you, 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 and all of you in the back and in the middle and the front. Yo, that's it, paper thin, word up. So like, checking out. My DJ K Rock in the place to be.
Storytime with GMoney.com. where you can buy all kind of G money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 sign, a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020.
That we're having our 200th show celebration on April 29th, 2019. We're going to have a party on the radio. So look forward to listening to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
Celebrate.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? Well, you know, on the 29th of April, we're celebrating our 200th radio show. And we're going to have some party on the radio. But we're also going to play a lot of games. So we want people to sign up to be contestants on the game show, because we have several games where we're giving away prizes to the people that participate in the games. I don't know if it's going to be a competition, but everybody that participates in the games will win a prize. So sign up. Either call in today on the radio show at 323-870-4366, or look up the website blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard and go to the chat button and send us your name and your address and your phone number, and the day of the show, we'll call you to be on the radio. And the time for the radio show is going to be April 29th, 2019, at 3 o'clock. The show will go from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. West Coast time. That's Las Vegas time. So if you want to be on the radio and you want to participate in the competition, the game shows, to be part of the radio show, we want to check your intelligence. We want to see how much fun we can have with your smarts on the radio. So call in now and register to be a contestant on the radio show. So we want to have our contestants picked in advance so that we know we'll have some people to compete in the competition. Well, not in the competition, but to compete in the games on the radio show for the 200th celebration. Because we, after all, we're going to have a party on the radio. Yep, and that's all. So sign up today and get your friends involved, and they can listen to the show, even if they don't want to participate in the radio games that we'll be doing. But it's going to be a lot of fun. So join in and share with everybody around the world, because it's going to be entertaining. I guarantee you, the show is going to be extraordinary. And this is our second celebration, because we already did the 100th show celebration, and that went okay. But the second time around, the 200th show celebration is going to be a lot better, because we're 100 shows better, and we know what to do now. So we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to party on the radio. So be part of the party and sign up to be a contestant for the games, and we will have fun with you participating with our radio show. Okay, that's going to be April 29th, which is a Tuesday, and the show is going to go from 3 to 5 o'clock. It's going to be a two-hour show, and it will be exciting. We will have our commercials. We will have our comedy drops. We will have our music, and we'll have the regular stuff that we always have on the show. And we'll have some stories, and we'll have games, and we'll have you participating in our radio show. So sign up today and be part of the 200th show celebration. Yes, it will be a good time. And everybody will have fun. And everybody all around the world, pay attention, because it's going to be a blast. Oh, this party is going to be outstanding. And, of course, I'm telling you that because I'm going to be the president. And this is how I do things. I do it right, and I do it tight, and I do it all night. So sign up and become a contestant for our radio show. All right. Back to you, DJ Papa G. Papa D. It's time for a commercial break, so you know what to do. And we'll be back for more after the drop, after the commercial break. Bye-bye. I was going ice skating, and ice skating is fun, but it's a little different than roller skating, because you're on that thin metal blade, and if you slip, you can bust your butt open. And I was like, I fell one time and hit my head, and I had a headache for like 5 hours. I was hurting so bad, I said, well, I ain't ice skating no more.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is proud to present something new, something different. Would you please give a warm welcome for the rhythm, rhythm, rhythm.
Well, I came here for something funky to happen. It's just Christmas because everybody's rapping. Prepare to get sparked by the song that I sing. No, my name is Martin Luther, but I'm considered the king. Yo, my beats are pumped by the mic I clamp. I don't need an amplifier. My brain is the amp. I got the beat to make you tingle, make your body mingle. Like you got the fever for the flavor of a Pringle. We got say not so. I'm just like Picasso, a pioneer. I am here. Ask me how I got so fly. And the answer I can give them, a new beginning. Stevie-O and my dope rhythm. I felt the Lord Master give a mental haul. My sole chief belief is that it's wrong. My beats pump, so let it grab ya. I got a trick, but my name ain't Alibaba. So open sesame, never heard the best of me. Betcha all the people in the place, I betcha the rest of me. But it's a new beginning. My name, Kwame. And if you didn't know, I can tell you that I'm a Melaku brother, slicker than oil. Rap gets so hot, it makes the spit boil. The rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. Rapper, the K is more, rhymes like the thunderbolts of the mighty Thor. Be gone with yourself, cause I conquer, boy. I break them seas like a Tonka toy. Smooth, fly, saddlebag, debonair. Come in the party, yeah, I see you stop and stare. To hear the man who only had your head shook. You dressed GQ, to me you got the toad ass look. Cause I'm a mystical, rapper probably physical. Ask about Kwame, hey, they say he is a cool fella. He's always mellow, he's ever high, strong spark. When the mic is near him, it's clever, I run smooth. Like Moet, recite just like a poet. Ain't my rhymes slam? Oh man, I know it. Cause when I'm on the mic, wild boys say, oh golly. Slip on my tip like the hip on poly grip. I go cameo, be on the Grammy show. I be as sleek as a chic out freak anyhow. In the pantyhose, pumping clothes, yo. My rhymes slam? Well, I suppose. Cause I might meander, throw a shenanigan. To say a fresh rhyme, yo, you know I can again. Cause I destroyed, bust them like a hemorrhoid. Strong like a steroid, avoid the noise. The rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. Take a rap to the M-A-X. And as I step in the party, that's when they X. For me to get on strong, no fear. Like a gladiator, turn on steam up. MCs like a radiator, play them all out. Execution in style, speak my piece, just release, refusing to smile. This is serious, though I rap a little humor. But still, MCs, I hear, assume I can never bust a fat rap twice. But at that price, on any mic you gave me, I got nice, I push up, pull up, sit up, get up and fed up. Shut your lip up, and let's go head up. Poisonous is venom, no mistake, venom. Gucci on silk, you got Vasco on denim. No, my name ain't Taco, Emilio, Apaco, but Kwame, boy. And I got Joe, chick on the side, caught sweat in my tip. Gave a peck on the neck just to wet in my lip. I don't drop my pants for no raggedy ass, just to pass up a chance on a kid's romance. I should've blow this mic, like I said I might. Got the force of 20 men, like a Jedi Knight. And it's kinda hard for me not to do it slow. I gotta go, the rhythm.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody else around the world? How you doing this afternoon? Are you enjoying my comedy spots? Because the show, the comedy albums, are full of good stories, like you're hearing on my comedy shorts. So, you can pull up a couple of albums and play them for your family and your friends. And we got plenty of albums for you to pick from, because I got a lot of stories that I told. And a lot of stuff is really funny with the comedy twist. Yes, they're exciting. And you can enjoy them with your family and your friends. So tell everybody. And remind everybody about our 200 show celebration. Because it will be an extraordinary party on the radio. That's right. We're going to do 200 shows that day. That will be our 200 show celebration. And that's April 29th, which is a Tuesday. So it's 3 weeks from today, I think. I think this is 3 weeks before the 200th radio show. And we have a party planned for you. So we're trying to get players to sign up to play the games that we have scheduled for the radio show. We have a lot of games, and we're giving away a lot of great prizes. G-Money gear. That's right. We're giving away prizes with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. Yes, that's my brand. And I'm sticking to it. For everybody to have G-Money gear in every room in America. Because after all, I am running for president. So support G-Money for president as I'm taking over the nation. I'm setting it straight. I'm setting it right. I'm doing everything all day and all night. That's right. I'm getting down around the town. I'm making it right all day and night. So be prepared to get with it or get twipped it, because I'm going to the top of the mountain with it. All right. Well, anyway, that's all I want to say right now. But remember, the radio show on April 29th, our 200 show celebration. And remember, I'm G Money, and I'm running for president. So donate money to my campaign by buying my comedy albums and buying G Money gear from the store that we're selling all of our G Money gear. That means you pull up the website, storytimewithgmoney.com. Yes, that's what you do. Pull up storytimewithgmoney.com. And that's GMONEY.com. That's right. We're spelling it out for you. Storytimewithgmoney.com. And you can pull up all of my comedy albums. I got plenty of stories to tell you. Each album is an hour long, and it has about six or eight stories on each album. So I think I have like 16 albums available for you to choose from. You can even listen to 30 seconds of each story to see what you like. So go through, check them out. Spend some time on the website, storytimewithgmoney.com, and see what's available. See what you like. And donate to the campaign. Donate to G Money's campaign for president in 2020. Yes, I'm taking over the nation. That's the truth. All right. DJ Papa D, play a song. I'm ready to hear some music. Let's dance, y'all. Dance. Woo!
Once upon a time, Brooklyn was the scene. In the project that they call Fort Greene, there lives a young man, Cinderfellas his name. To make it interesting, it's me, Dana Dane. I live in a house with my crew stepdad and two stepbrothers who treated me bad. I cook, I clean, I scrub the floors, and I would like an errand boy running to the stores. My brothers, they used to boast and brag. We've got fresh gear and you've got rags. Even worse than that, to make me feel low, they gave me a straw hat while they had kangos. Girls used to say, dang, you're so cute, but you get no rap with them polyester suits. Well, one day up the avenue, there was a man surrounded by the Fort Greene crew. He said,
hear ye, come one, come all. The princess is having a royal ball. If you can rap, also dress fresh, you might win a date with the sweet princess.
Well, I ran home when I heard the news flash. I bust through the door straight to my stepdad. I said, stepdad, may I? And before I could finish,
hell no,
he replied. My brothers began when they would get down. Even Pops was gaming for a piece of the crown. They flaunted, they haunted, they knew what I wanted. We can and you can is what they taunted. They all stood there laughing in my face. And as they walked out, they said,
clean up this place.
I could make my thought a phrase. There appeared a man from a puff of haze. He said,
what's up, Dane? My name is Herb. I'm your fairy godfather. You know it's word. Now, I came here with the main purpose of granting you your fondest wish.
I said, Herb, my man, just make me fresh. You know, I'm sure that I can handle all the rest. With a snap of his fingers, Bob began to shoot. And I was huffing on my body a slick silk suit. On my feet, there was all gal socks and a fresh pair of bally from the bally shop. My hat, and don't you know, with a snap, the hat became a tango. Once again, his hand began to flow. Then he changed my skateboard into a Volvo. He checked me over, passed me the keys, and said,
one more thing before you leave. You must return before the stroke of 12, or you turn back into your old self.
It's a day-to-day,
but I'm allowed to day-to-day with them.
It was after 11 when I rocked the mic, and by the time I left the stage, the people were hyped. The princess was staring in disbelief, reflecting from my eyes were my goatee. She waved her hands like, hello, hi, then gave another gesture like, come here, guy. I left the stage, girls came in flocks, fists were swaying from the hard rock. I heard a sound, not a tick nor talk, gong first bell before 12 o'clock. No time to waste, I broke out in haste. The princess followed in a futile chase. A quick steady pace is what I kept. Lost one of my valleys on one of those steps. For the very road, I continued my stride. About this time, I heard gong 5. I was down the block when I heard gong 8. And the princess screamed out, wait, 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 wait. My fresh Volvo also went too. And there was no denying that my night was through. The one ballet shoe, the freshest thing I'd sported. Jumped on my board for home, I skateboarded. Made it to my my partner, time it all. Went to my room, I better yet the four walls. Hit the shoe away, still feeling pleased. Then jumped in my cot, dig at some Z's. Early the next morning, when I awoke, I threw on me old slippers and me old house coat. Fit into the front, my family stared at me, saying, wasn't that you? No, it couldn't be. They kept asking me as I did my chores. My butt was saved by a knock on the door. Who is it? That's what my brothers bought. The princess, the sweet voice remarked. She said she was looking for a certain man who could bring her this shoe like the one in her hand. The family ran around with their heads in the air, bringing her shoe from everywhere. She just shook her head in utter relief, saying, no, that's not the one that I'm looking for, chief. I ran in the room and got my shoe and said, is this the one you're referring to? Well, she said, yes, and you're so cute, but where's your Kango and slick silk suit? I put on the shoes that gave a flash of light, and I was stuffing the gear from just last night. Looked out the window, saw the Volvo, said to my family, I've got to go. We drove up the avenue, the princess and I, and in back of me, I heard my family cry.
What's up, Las Vegas? How's everybody doing today? Are you feeling good? Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. Last night, they had the Thunder and Lightning show all over in Las Vegas. It was amazing. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the bed when the lightning took place. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? Because otherwise, we don't like the rain. We don't want to walk around in the rain. We want the sunshine. We want to groove in the sunlight, in the heat in Las Vegas. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. And they went and walked outside in the rain, and I'm like, oh, you girls are stupid. You guys are just stupid. Just stupid. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? Otherwise, we want to be in the sunshine. We want to be walking up and down the street enjoying the light, enjoying the heat. That's what we come to Vegas for. We want to enjoy the show, and we want to enjoy the girls on the strip. So what are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. Pass me. Pass it on. Why? I don't want to hear that. Because if you ain't my girlfriend and we ain't hugging and snuggling and hooking up, then I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower. We're gonna have a ball, a party on the radio. So pay attention. And remember to listen to the radio show on April 29th, 2019 for our 200th show celebration.
Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activity.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Street Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message. And I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? I hope you're enjoying our radio show as we're talking about our 200th show celebration, the party on the radio. We're trying to get contestants to sign up for the radio show party because we're going to have games on the show so that you can win prizes. Nothing elaborate, just some G Money gear. Everything with G with $3 signs because, after all, G Money's running for president and we want to have the gear to show the world. So, we want you to buy the comedy albums and buy G Money gear from the store and enjoy the radio show because we'll be playing music, we'll be playing games, we'll have interviews from celebrities, and we'll have a lot of fun on the radio show. So stay tuned, April 29th. That's exactly 3 weeks from today. We'll have the radio show, and the celebration will be out of this world. It will be great. It will be fun. It will be a lovely show. Oh, my God. It's going to be unusually crazy. Yes, it will be wild. So it will be the day that you don't want to miss. That's our 200th show celebration. And we want people to sign up as contestants for the games that we're going to play on the radio. So you can win some G-Money gear as prizes for participating in the games that we're going to have live on the radio. So be part of the show. Join the radio show and be a contestant for the games and have a good time. All right. Well, DJ Papa D, I know we don't have much time left in the radio show because we're getting ready to go off the air at 4 o'clock. But, I don't know, play a song or two. I think we got time for a couple of songs. So play a song, and then I'll come back and I'll wish everybody goodwill until Thursday's radio show. So, go ahead, play a song, and then I'll come back and I'll say goodnight to everybody.
Luxurious, jewelry cut, precision like copper. Been winning since, functified, blew up, it's everything. Shit, I can't be touched, niggas say I'm too much. I trust it's true, I lie, see for yourself when I fly through. Drive by, your bitch say, don't look, you do. Shine so bright in the whip, you too. You wish boo-boo could ride with you tonight. Ain't nothing in the world that Brett can't do. She attracted to them, him, her, and you. Shit, rough it, December, unrestricted. Drop dead, your cost is priceless. Due to the content, I suggest you like this.
What do you like? A whole lot of foreplay right before you get it started.
Get
what do you like?
Baby,
stay on top. You want a bottom size bottle? What do you like? Somebody that can make it you wild.
Oh,
oh
no, 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 no,
no, no, no,
no, no,
no, no,
no,
no, no.
Tell me.
What's up? The setting. I hot in this club. And you still be sweating.
Me.
I don't see nothing wrong with giving a little love. But nigga, let me breathe. Damn, you cute as hell, so let's switch the digits. Then I got to leave. And you could buy me a couple of drinks, but I'ma go socialize and smoke my weed. And I like it when you keep your eyes on me. And I like it when you touch my privacy. And I like it. Sex and ecstasy when the belt buckle loosen up. Undress me, already juiced up. That come naturally wet. On and off so romantically. No woman can slow things or throw down like I can. Ask if you curious to know what I like.
Somebody that can make you wild.
Oh,
what you like? So
I can give it to you all night long.
Tell me.
Well, I
of Las Vegas and everybody else around the world. Well, I guess it's time for me to say goodbye. The radio show has been a blast. I've told you all the information about our 200 show celebration, and we want you to be ready, and I want people to sign up to be guests for the game shows that we'll play on the radio. So call in on 323-870-4366 and call in during the show and register to be a guest on the 200th show celebration. Or pull up the website if you're listening to it on the computer and check the chat line section and send us your information, your name, your address, your phone number, so that we can contact you for the day of the show to remind you about participating in the games on the 200 show celebration. Alright, well, again, I think it's time for me to say goodbye. And have a good evening. And I'll talk to you on Thursday at 3 o'clock. And then, of course, we'll be back on air on Friday at 3 to talk about the homeless situation. So remember, I'm G Money, and I'm running for president. But I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm wishing you well. Good night. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.